amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side. I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bet. It's proven quality sleep from $9.99.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
5.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 132. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. And welcome to a new affiliate that's now taking the Tech It Out radio show, WZGM, in the market, Asheville, North Carolina. This show airs on Sunday nights there from 5 till 6 Eastern, beginning this weekend. So welcome, and I hope you enjoy the program. Next week, we'll be joined by another new affiliate in the St. Louis, Missouri market, which brings the show to a new milestone. Effective next weekend, Tech It Out will air 100 times a week on 90 radio stations, as 10 of those stations air it twice. I'm beyond thrilled. We started this show in July of 2017 on 40 stations. Now we're up to 90 with 100 airings. So I am really, really excited. Plus, if you don't live in a city that takes this program, there's always podcasts, which of course you can listen to anytime, anywhere, and on virtually any device. All right. On this week's program, we have a treat coming up, as we'll learn about Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet. This is a new TV show debuting on Apple TV Plus. In fact, it just debuted on Friday. We're going to talk with the star of the show and co-creators and executive producers. Also this hour, if you like celebrities, you're going to learn about Cameo. This is an app that lets you buy a personalized greeting from a celebrity to a loved one. It's a video shout out, and there are thousands of celebs to choose from. I'm going to play you a bunch of examples as well. Also this hour, Austere will join us to talk about accessories, things like HDMI cables and audio video gear and power strips with surge protection and all that, but why design matters as well. We're going to learn what's new from Austere and what they're cooking up. That's towards the end of the show. All right, let's kick things off with this week's Tech It Out. A new show just debuted this week on Apple TV Plus, the popular streaming service. It's called Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet. It's a comedy series from the folks who brought us Always Sunny in Philadelphia. This new show is about a video game development studio, a company working on an update to their wildly popular fantasy role-playing game. Now, hold up. You're probably thinking, wait a sec. That doesn't sound like a TV show premise that you've heard of before, and you'd be right. But let me assure you, it's hilarious. I caught the first 3 out of the 9 episodes. They're 30 minutes each, and it's all about the trials and tribulations of a team of highly skilled but very different employees at this company as they must please fans of the game and snooty critics and a lot more. Joining us on the line to chat is Rob McElhaney. He's the co-creator and executive producer on the show, and he stars as one of the main characters, Ian. Not Ian, but Ian. And we also have on the line Megan Gans. She's a co-creator and executive producer on the program as well. Welcome to Tech It Out. First of all, thank you for your time. It's a really big week. How do you feel, Rob? How's it going for you this week?
We are so excited. We had the pleasure of coming to New York for 4 days to do a ton of press and We've actually been finished with the show for 6 or 7 months, so we're really excited for the world to see it, and we're so proud of it and happy to talk to people about it.
Awesome. And Megan, you are executive producer on the show as well and co-creator. Like Rob, this is a big week.
Oh, yeah. I honestly couldn't be more excited. I've actually never been on the first season, like the ground floor of any show. I've always joined in kind of after the ship is already running. So to be there from the beginning and go all the way from like having questions about, you know, should characters be male or female and like how many characters and inventing new characters to all the way where it's done and dusted and we're like putting it out there. It's just been such an incredible journey.
Awesome. Congratulations. So let's just kick things off with the fact that gamers are likely one of the biggest audiences of this kind of show. I know it's more mainstream than that. And there have been many lousy video game related TV shows and movies in the past. Mythic Quest seems to get it right. I've watched a few episodes. I'm really enjoying it. Rob, what do you think the secret sauce is? How is this show appealing to gamers where many other attempts have failed?
Well, it was really important to us to get it right and to make it feel as authentic as possible. We had no interest in doing what we had seen before in terms of popular culture, TV shows, movies and such that presented the industry in such a negative and so hacky light, to be honest with you. And also just it's simply not accurate. It's a global phenomenon. It's a global community. It's made up of all sorts of different people and disparate personalities and cultures and genders. And we wanted to reflect that accurately, which also meant not pandering to one side or the other. We didn't want to present the community as one thing, certainly not all just from a positive light. We also wanted to at least delve into some of the issues that the gaming industry is wrestling with right now, things like gender disparity and overall toxicity and labor-related issues, and make sure that if we went to either side of that spectrum, whether it's too positive or too negative, that it was going to seem pandering to a certain subset of the audience, mostly the gaming audience. And we recognized very early on that if there is one industry and one community that does not like to be pandered to, it is the gaming community.
Yeah, we're a tough crowd. Now, Megan, if you're a non-gamer, what do you think they'll get out of this show?
Well, we tried to make it, you know, a typical workplace comedy in a lot of ways. You know, people who are stuck together to make a common, to achieve a common goal. And whenever you have a great workplace comedy, like Sunny, for instance, you don't really care whether the bar is successful. You know, you care about these people and why they're together. And so we just thought, well, if we specifically actually staffed the writer's room to be half gamers and half non-gamers so that we could make sure that every storyline appealed more broadly so that you would be able to watch a show and recognize your own workplace in it, whether you've worked for a boss with a little too much ego or you've been stuck with some people that maybe aren't your cup of tea. Like, hopefully you'll be able to watch the show and see that as well. And then the gaming specifics of it are, you know, color for the world, basically. And we made sure we got those really right. And by partnering with Ubisoft, we made sure that we were really accurate to what it is like in those workplaces while still making it broad enough to appeal to a wider audience.
And when you said Sunny, of course, you're referring to Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a show that you worked on with Rob before Mythic Quest. Now, what was evident to me during the first couple episodes of the new series is that it really does break stereotypes. I think a lot of people in the mainstream think that a video game developer is a male, you know, a little overweight, socially awkward, but it really does break stereotypes. There are women developers, there's a love interest there, a senior citizen who works at the studio, and then a cool guy, that would be you, Ian, with a ripped chest, you know. Did you set out to shatter stereotypes, or did it just come naturally when all the writers got together?
What we set out to do was be as authentic as possible, and we realized that the gaming community, including the dev community, is made up of hundreds of thousands of people, and of course the gaming community is made up of millions of people from all over the world. So, of course, they're not all one thing. And so when we set, we really, again, under the auspices of not trying to pander, we sat down and, you know, we're looking around at the television landscape, the movie landscape, and it does seem like there is a lot of discussion about diversity of cast. And so we were like, okay, look, we want to make sure that we're presenting this world in an authentic way and also not pander to the audience. There's a lot of, like, it seems like there's a lot of checking boxes for checking boxes' sake. And we believe that the audience is going to pick up on that and smell it from a mile away. And we realized, no, we don't want to do that. We want to do what's right for the show and what's right for the community. And what we realized is, as we were going through, that it was happening organically. You know, when you walk into these game studios, that is what you see. And by the way, the fact that the vast majority of the older people are men, i.e., certainly CW, my character, David's character, and even Danny and Cootie's character to a certain extent, and most of the younger characters are women, that is very true. Because what you're seeing is a real effort by the dev community, by the studios themselves, to bring in women. But it wasn't really something that they had been doing traditionally or historically. It's something they've been really endeavoring to do over the last 10 to 15 years. So, of course, there's going to be a lot more younger women and a lot more younger people in these entry-level positions, and eventually they're going to work their way up to become the executives that a lot of the men are. So, again, that was really us trying to make sure we were making it as accurate as possible.
And I know the show has already picked up for a second season, so congrats. Maybe we'll see the evolution of those younger female characters next year, so congrats. And I called you Ian in the show. That's the character you play. I love how it's not Ian, it's Ian. Totally fits the character. He's a bit of an egomaniac, and he thinks really, you know, that he's like super smart. He runs the studio, so very funny. When we return, we're going to continue chatting with McElhaney and Megan Ganz, who have just launched a brand new TV show on Apple TV Plus. It's called Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet. It is a 9-part TV series that just debuted, a comedy series. Very, very funny stuff. When we return, we're going to continue chatting with them all about this new program from the same folks who brought us Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And I think they've got another hit on their hands. And don't worry if you're not into games. I know it sounds like we're, you know, chatting a little bit inside baseball and stuff like that. It is really great for anybody who enjoys the interpersonal sort of relationships within an office and the contrast and personalities and all that. Really good stuff. But before we take a short break, I do want to thank Asus, the title sponsor on this program. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. And yes, you can call the company Asus if you want, but it is Asus, ASUS.com. And they also own the ROG, or Republic of Gamers, brand of gear as well. All right, we'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us on the Radio America Network.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This report is sponsored by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of vision loss in adults age 50 and older. To support the estimated 16 million Americans living with AMD, Bausch & Lomb created SightMatters.com, an educational online resource. The website features personalized tips and tools that will help patients with AMD learn how to create an action plan to manage their condition, and offers them the opportunity to join a supportive online community of others living with AMD. Although there is no cure for AMD, there are steps that patients can take as part of a plan created with their doctor to help reduce the risk of progression. This includes getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam once a year so they may catch the condition early on. For more information on AMD and to create your action plan today, visit www.sightmatters.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The new Michelin silicone plates last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlote shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
99% APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Rob McElhaney and Megan Gans, both of whom are co-creators and executive producers on the brand new Apple TV Plus comedy series Mythic Quest: Raven's Banquet. Rob is also the star of the show, or one of the stars of the show. He'll be modest and say that he's one of. He is Ian in the show, or Ian, if you see it, how it's spelled out, I-A-N, but pronounced Ian. And he is sort of the head of the studio, if you will, the creative vision behind the game. So a real pleasure to have you both, Rob and Megan, on Tech It Out. Thank you for your time. Second last question, and we'll start with you, Megan. This show has been referred to as the office for video gamers. Do you like that analogy? And I think that's both because the way it's shot, in part with a bit of a documentary style lens, as well as the interaction between characters with different personalities. Or do you take issue with that comparison?
No, I'll take that. One of the most successful sitcoms of all time. Yeah, sure. We're just like them.
Rob, does that hit a nerve for you, or do you like that comparison?
I feel differently than my partner, but that's what makes us such a great team. We're always disagreeing, and that's what makes it work. Because I bring a perspective, she brings a perspective, and we always try to find something in between that works for both of us. No, I feel like we really wanted to do something different. And, of course, you're always going to be standing on the shoulders of giants, right? I mean, I look at the show and I feel like it has traces. Sure, it has traces of The Office. It's undeniable that it would have traces of Silicon Valley because the tech aspects of it, traces of Sunny in it. But then once you start talking about those shows, you realize, well, Sunny is basically just a ripoff of Seinfeld. And then some of the character dynamics are that of Friends or really any workplace comedy. So I try not to compare ourselves to any other show that's been out there, aside from the fact that the truth is we're all ripping each other off. That's just kind of the way it goes. I guess the nicer way of putting that would be that we are inspired by so many great shows that have come before us, and that's just undeniable. But the true thing is that we're all just ripping each other off.
Also, in terms of, I think one of the great things that shows like The Office and Friends have done is that they introduce us to new actors that maybe you didn't see before, and you're allowed to, with these relative unknowns, to really believe them as these characters and fall in love with them and discover them. And I think quite nicely with using we have a casting director, Jenny McCarthy, and she found us these actors that maybe you haven't seen so much on television, and they are all so strong. And I'm just, in that way, I'm really excited to see people discover them. So
that's something I 100% agree with my partner on.
Yeah, fantastic chemistry in the cast for sure. And I think in The Office, I don't think a lot of them wanted to be there. They kind of phoned it in, and that was kind of the humor of it. They didn't love their job. Where I think with Mythic Quest, I think everybody is super passionate about the role within the dev studio represented there for the most part. So I think it's maybe not the most fair reference.
Well, that's also by design. I mean, and we wanted to do something that was the opposite of Sunny. And Sunny, they're all stuck together because of their abject failure, whereas this show, they're all stuck together because of their extreme success. And it may be difficult, they might struggle, they might oftentimes hate each other, but they realize that they need each other to continue to make the greatest video game in the world.
Yeah, and I love the contrast between those who are looking at profitability and monetization and those who are on the artistic or creative side of the game development. Last question. In the first episode of the first series, a few of the characters share their favorite best video game memory. One was Contra, Grand Theft Auto, Ms. Pac-Man. So I'll start with you, Megan. What is your best video game memory and why?
Well, I grew up with N64, so that was like my console that took me from being kid all the way through college. I was still playing that. And my favorite game was Zelda Ocarina of Time. Awesome. It was just so beautiful. And the music and the storyline. And I remember there was a character in it that was revealed to be a woman like later in the game. And I was just like, oh my God, this is... So I played that for years and years. That was my big first video game that I fell in love with.
Awesome. How about you, Rob?
I would say that the first gaming experience that I fell in love with was also Zelda, except the original Legend of Zelda. Because it really felt, I'm afraid I was like 10 years old and my neighbor had it. And I just remember obsessing about it when I was in school. I couldn't wait to get home and go over to his house because it just transported you to another world. But as an adult, I would say the greatest gaming experience I've ever had is a game called The Last of Us, which that was the first time that I was almost experienced as if it was a narrative experience. Like I was certainly engaged in it, but I was on the edge of my seat wondering what was going to happen next and actually felt emotionally impacted by the story throughout the entire experience. That was just mind-blowing to me.
Awesome. All right. The Last of Us is, of course, PS4, and Legend of Zelda debuted back in the mid-80s for the Nintendo Entertainment System. So a little bit of history for those who are listening, or some food for thought for those who are looking for something fun to play. Rob and Megan, congratulations once again. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting with you both.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest.
If you don't have Apple TV Plus yet, it is available on the Apple TV app, which is on the iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, iPod Touch, Mac, select Samsung and LG smart TVs, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku devices, as well as tv.apple.com. For $4.99 a month and a 7-day free trial, you can't go wrong. The Apple TV app will be available on Sony and Vizio smart TVs later this year as well. And for a limited time, customers who purchase a new iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, Mac, or iPod Touch, you can enjoy 1 year of Apple TV Plus for free. That special offer is good for 3 months after the first activation of the eligible device. When we return on Tech It Out, we are going to chat with Cameo to learn how you can have a celebrity give a video greeting, a shout out to your loved ones. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
I'm doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. See, we're doing things differently. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, Sprint will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Whether you dropped it and chipped the corner while taking a selfie, or even if your two-year-old shattered the whole screen, Sprint will repair it. That's a pretty great deal for a less than great situation. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you. Now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone and working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out.
Tech It Out.
With technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. With Valentine's Day fast approaching, you might be scratching your head as to what to buy your significant other. Well, if that special someone in your life has a favorite actor, musician, sports star, YouTuber, or maybe a famous chef, you might consider using Cameo. It's billed as the first service that lets you book a personalized video greeting from a celebrity. Joining us on the line to tell us all about it is Stephen Galanis. He's the co-founder and CEO of Cameo. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't we start off right from the top? What is Cameo all about?
Cameo is a marketplace where you can buy a personalized video message from over 20,000 different athletes, actors, or celebrities.
More than 20,000. Wow. So I was at Cameo.com, and I had a chance to look through the roster that you've got, and it is very impressive. I'm going to play a couple of clips in a few moments of what they may sound like when you're getting one of these video greetings. So that's quite a bit. And what kinds of greetings could they give? Is it a birthday? It could be a graduation. I said earlier Valentine's Day, but it really could be anything, right?
I dare you to find an occasion that you can't use Cameo for. We've seen everything from you know, happy birthdays, the gender reveals. Recently, somebody used one to break up with their girlfriend.
Ouch.
Marriage proposals, roasts, you know, you name it, we can do it.
All right. So this is a celebrity that you choose as the person giving the gift. You would choose what you want them to say approximately or the person's name. And the celebrity then, I guess, uses their phone from the looks of it. They use their smartphone and then they send the person, the or it's done through Cameo, but they record the greeting for that person. That's essentially how it works. You choose the topic, roughly what they should say, and their names, right? And then they take it from there.
Yeah, as the customer, you go to Cameo.com, 30,000 talent. You find somebody you like. Every talent has set their own unique price. When you select the person you want, as the booker, you get 250 characters, so roughly the length of a tweet, to give the celebrity the idea of what you want them to say. Now, the fun about Cameo is that we want the talent to be their authentic selves. So you're going to give them the gist, but, you know, really the magic is them taking, you know, your words and turning it into this great piece of content.
Can you give us a couple of examples of celebrities who have partnered with Cameo to give these video greetings?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, run the gamut from Snoop Dogg and Charlie Sheen to, you know, people like Mike Ditka and Brian Urlacher. So, you know, we run the gamut from Real Housewives and YouTubers. You know, you name it, we probably have somebody in that vertical.
All right, with that in mind, let's listen to a couple of examples. You mentioned Snoop Dogg, so let's start there.
David, what up, though? This big Snoop Dogg. Shout out to me and your dad, Stan the Man. Hey, man, 25 years old. Over there in the Air Force doing it big. We appreciate you. Fly the friendly skies.
All right, that was Snoop Dogg, of course, and here's an example of a Charlie Sheen video greeting.
Eli, how are we doing? It's Charlie. Happy 25th birthday. Not only from myself, but from your beautiful fiance Gemma and your adorable daughter Arna. And let me just say, may your birthday be as amazing as you are. I gotta tell you, I see great things for you. You have an amazing talent, and I wish Diamond Tiling and Waterproofing great success and pursue your goals. That said, have the best birthday, my man. Right on. I'm out.
And then there's Colin Mockery.
Hi, I'm Colin Mockery from Whose Line Is It Anyway? I can do anything from birthday wishes to anniversary wishes to firing someone for you with a grin.
With a grin, no less. And finally, even Tom Arnold is on board.
Hey, yo, this is Tom Arnold. I'm very excited to do some shout-outs for you guys and do some fun things for people. I've been in 130 movies, four good ones. And no, I love talking to people, and I'll do well, I think. Thank you, guys.
All right, Stephen, so that was a couple of examples of what it sounds like. But again, we're talking video greeting, so I don't want people to think it's only a recording that you would put on your voicemail. This is a video greeting where you see that celebrity giving you that shout-out. And how do you get that? I mean, if I gift it to my wife, Kelly, for example, does she get a link in an email, or does she need an app, like a Cameo app, to watch
it? Yeah, so when you receive a video, as the purchaser, we're going to text it and email it to you. And it's always best to watch them in the Cameo app. So I would say when you do receive one, it is great to download it in the app and watch it there, because then you can very easily download it on your phone and post it to Instagram or Facebook or anything like that.
All right. And I gave some examples of edited shout-outs or video greetings, but how long is each one typically? A few seconds, a minute?
On average, they tend to be between 30 seconds and a minute. But we've had a Cameo go as long as 51 minutes, and they've been as short as 3 seconds. So it totally depends on what you ask for and I guess also the talent that you're selecting.
We're chatting with Stephen Galanis, co-founder and CEO of a company called Cameo. It's an app and a website, but essentially it's a video greeting service that has a celebrity do a short video clip for you from the likes of Snoop Dogg, Gilbert Gottfried, Charlie Sheen, Brett Favre, even Motley Crue's Tommy Lee, and many more. So you heard some examples of it, and as you said, Stephen, the cost is up to the celebrity to choose, but it's all transparent. It'll say, you know, $150 for that, or or $300 for that?
The average video is actually $60, so they're a lot more affordable than you'd expect. Prices range anywhere from $5 to $2,500.
Okay, who's that $2,500 one?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Ah, okay. It sounds like there's something for all budgets. And how long is the turnaround time, or does that also vary on that celebrity?
Yeah, the celebrity, the average video gets turned around in about 24 hours, but the talent have up to 7 days to do them. So if you're buying one, you know, give us about a week to turn it around, and you know, that ensures you got maximum time for them to do a great job for you.
Cool. Finally, what's next for Cameo? What are your plans for 2020 and beyond?
Well, the most immediate thing is they recently sold our building, so we're trying to find a new home. We've got about 100 employees here in Chicago that we're trying to find our next home for, so that's kind of top of mind. But on top of that, you know, we're just always excited to keep growing our talent roster and, you know, hire great people. For those of you listening that are interested in working for us, cameo.com/jobs. We've got all of our open headcount up on the website.
Okay, cameo.com or cameo.com/jobs if you're looking to work for the company. There's also the Cameo app for both iOS and Android devices?
Correct.
Okay. Stephen Galanis, thank you so much. Good luck with the app. I think it's a great idea, and I hope our listeners enjoyed some of those examples. But they can see many, many more with video at cameo.com. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With the growing number of devices in today's homes, everyone needs a smarter and easier way to bring all of those devices together. Powered by the new Intel Home Wi-Fi chipset, a great option is TP-Link's Archer AX50. It's a Wi-Fi 6 router, which easily pairs with all the new PCs and smart home devices hitting the market. The Archer AX50 reduces wait times, and its 4 high-gain external antennas and beamforming technology combine to extend strong and reliable Wi-Fi throughout your home. Plus, the Archer AX50 has low power consumption, support for Alexa voice commands, enhanced security with TP-Link Home Care, and something called Target Wake Time to help your devices communicate more while consuming less power. Just check out tp-link.com for more info on the Archer AX50 Wi-Fi 6 router.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. While they may not be a household name yet, Austere is a company that's creating technology accessories that's turning a few heads, especially among home theater enthusiasts and computer users and gamers alike. We're talking high-performance HDMI and audio cables to advanced power strips with surge protection to even cleaning products. Joining us on the line to chat is Dina Gazarian. She's the CEO and founder of Austere. Welcome to the program, Dina.
Thanks, Mark. I'm really happy to be here.
So why don't we dive right in? What is Austere all about, and what separates your company from other accessory brands?
Absolutely. So Austere was founded with the thought of design and innovation coming together to create a better product at a value that really everyday consumer can afford if they wanted to buy something that had a little bit more to it. So let me break that down on what that means for you.
Please.
I've been in the accessory space for a very long time. So most of my career was within accessories. Ironically, I was in fashion before CE. And in being in fashion, I was also the accessories world. So this whole idea of an attachment to another product has kind of been my blood. So that's number one. Number two, being in the space for a really long time, when I left for a little while and I had a lot of retail partners come to me and say, hey, there's a gap in the market. Can you look at it and see if it's something you'd be willing to create a brand around? We did a lot of homework, and sure enough, they were right. There is this gap right now in the market specifically for home where you've got a lot of those great cable companies at the super high end. I think they've been around for a long time, tend to be pretty audiophile. And then you've got commodity at the low end, really with Amazon Basics kind of leading the way or potentially private label. And there was really no in between. And that's where we saw this opportunity to say, let us come in with a brand that actually tells a story for a value reason that you would want to step up and buy. Mm-hmm. And that's really how Austere came to be. We decided, let's look at what's out there in the market. It's either plastic or boring, to be honest, or it's super high-end, gold, blingy, et cetera. And there was really nothing in regards to where the home was going. Home has been focused really on sleek design. I don't know, you know, the whole Marie Kondo thing and stripping back all of that excess and coming it down to something very simple was really kind of rooted in why the brand came to life the way it did, why we chose the name Austere. And it's really kind of set us forward in regards to that product that we are developing.
One of the latest products that I received from your PR folks, it was a power strip, but not one that I've seen the likes of before. I mean, this looked like it was a power strip on steroids. Tell us about it.
Well, that's my baby. Let me explain to you how Austere Power came to be. One of the things that is the most frustrating for me about power is the fact that the functionality of power and where it has stopped in regards to innovation is probably like 5, 6, 7 years old. That's kind of number one. Number two, the look and design of most power out there is very plastic, very ugly. Yes, I know sometimes it's hidden, but like if you use my office as an example, for a long time there, I had a strip on top of my office desk that had all of these plugs plugged in. Half of the time, the plug spacing wasn't right. So if I had bought myself a 12-unit or an 8-unit, I was really only getting, you know, 8 units or 6 units into it because of the transformers that have now come with just about every electronics device. On top of it, being that it was plastic, it was ugly. I was trying to hide it, but then there was all this chaos on my desk. It really wasn't thinking about the functionality of the user as well as the look and feel, because most people, when they set up their own home office, don't have like hundreds of thousands of dollars to have some integrator come and set up, right? You actually kind of set it up that way. By the way, home theater is somewhat that way too. So when we looked at power, I said, listen, power is one of those things that I was kind of born and raised on in the industry. I want to take the best of what's in chassis power, bring it down into what I would think is a beautiful strip that has that awesome innovation in it, and really provide it at a good value price where the consumer's like, wow, look at everything I'm getting at this value of a price.
And what's the name of the product?
So we have a 5 series and a 7 series. A lot of our lineup, by the way, there's either a 3 series, a 5 series, or a 7 series. So it's Austere Power 5 series, Austere Power 7 series. The 5 series is a 6 outlet and an 8 outlet. And then the 7 series also has a 6 outlet and an 8 outlet. The differentiation between the two are our different joule levels that we have in order to protect your components. And then more importantly, we have one of my favorite functions is in the 7 series. We've included what I would call as a PD watt charger that is at 45 watts, and that power disbursement charger allows you that capability of charging any device with just a USB-C cable. So in a gaming or a home office environment, you basically get to charge your Apple laptop or your, I have a Lenovo ThinkPad, directly USB-C right into that device. No big 65 watt transformer anymore to carry around. Just a clean, simple cable. Oh, it's so fantastic.
So you mentioned the word joules earlier, and that's, if I'm not mistaken, a measurement of energy. So is there anything that we're supposed to know or look for as consumers when we're shopping for a power strip or any other related accessories?
Yes. So I'm a little embarrassed to tell this story, but, you know, sometimes the best solving of problems are rooted in embarrassment. So I'm just going to go for it. So, again, I sold power. It's one of those things that I first sold in my entire career. And when we were out there selling power, we would say joules are important. You need joules, right? That's where surge protection comes from. But we didn't talk about what happened with joules over time. So the way I like to train on it and teach now is joules are kind of like an ATM bank account, right? So if you think about a bank account, you would get a certain amount of money or a certain amount of joules that are in that bank account. And every time you take some sort of a surge, a brownout, a blackout, an actual lightning surge, these little kind of like zips that you get throughout the day, those draw down your joules.
Ah, I like that analogy. That's good. When we return, we're going to continue chatting with Auster. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Radio America Network.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you...
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Is Carl on his motorcycle?
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. We're chatting with Dina Gazarian, CEO of Austere, a company with a passion to challenge the status quo in technology accessories. The word austere, unless I'm mistaken, means simple, minimalist, but functional.
That is correct. Spot on.
Let's pivot and talk HDMI. Many people I know will go to their local dollar store and they'll pick up an HDMI cable for their, you know, 4K TV, and between that and their components like a cable box or what have you. What are the differences in HDMI cables that we should know about? Is it length? Is it shielding? Is it speed? All of the above?
It depends. So it depends on honestly, it depends on your hardware. So if we start with that, and I'll use 4K as an example, one of the most critical things about 4K, and this is how I break it down for an everyday user, right? Everybody could talk speeds and feeds. To be be honest with you, HDMI sets those speeds and those feeds, and you're either certified to meet them or you're not. So we certify our product to make sure that we are meeting the needs of what HDMI agrees upon, number one. And number two, in our 1.5 and 2.5 meters between the 3 series, the 5 series, and the 7 series, I was a big believer in that when you pull that cable out of the box, having it work for you where you can pick it up and plug it in versus having it be directional. So I don't care which end you plug into the TV and which end you plug into the source, it should work for you. And HDMI allows that certification in that type of product, where some of the different product out there is directional. It doesn't give you the best messaging of the way to plug that in. And let's face it, some consumers don't really even look at that. I had one of my best product guys in the world take a cable, plug it in, couldn't figure out why it couldn't work. And it's because the direction was the wrong way.
And you're also 8K ready, right?
Yes. So I was going there. So actually, we have our first 8K cable that shipped this week, actually. So we launched on Tuesday. We are officially shipping 8K, which meets the new Ultra HD standards. Again, allows you to be bidirectional, and then more importantly, fits the standards of what HDMI is requiring for you not only to get the right picture, but both in 4K and in 8K, and they call it ARC in 4K and eARC in 8K. My biggest thing, if you think about the average day consumer right now, is streaming is a big deal for them. They want to be able to watch on their smart TV. They want to be able to have streaming go, and sometimes the misstep between those two is that if you do not have the right sort of cable, which by the way, in 4K is 2.0B, in 8K it'll be 2.1, your voice and your picture may not sync. And that is the biggest complaint out there that the consumers have in regards to streaming. And they think it's something wrong with the TV or the Wi-Fi, and it's not. It really is the HDMI cable that's the problem.
Okay. So this is all very helpful information. I know that our listeners can go to the Austere website to read more about each of these different categories. We didn't even get to the cleaning products. And I love that quote, by the way, that IGN gave you. This is what a surge suppressor might look like if it were designed by Apple. So that's a huge compliment on this style front. So as we wrap up, the website is austere.com. So that's austere.com. And you can also link to shop from there, right? Is there a preferred retailer that you'd like to go with, or you just click shop and you can buy direct?
You can buy direct. But currently, Austere in the United States can be found at Crutchfield, Conn's, BrandSmart, PC Richard and Son, and Apt Electronics.
Okay, that's great. All right, and then again, austere.com, austere.com. All right, Dina, thank you so much again. Dina Gazarian of the company, and thanks for everything.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out, episode 132. We first spoke with the co-creators and executive producers and a star from Mythic Quest. Raven's Banquet just debuted on Apple TV+. I hope you enjoyed that. Then we caught up with Cameo. This is a new app that lets you hire a celebrity to give a shout-out to friends, family, or co-workers. You tell them kind of what you want them to say, and they kind of wing it from there. And it ranges from $60 all the way up to $2,000 or $3,000, depending on the caliber of talent you're interested in hiring and based on your budget, of course. And then finally, Austere joined us to talk about design meets functionality when it comes to accessories for computers and your home entertainment gear as well. This program, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. And that includes their line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow. Smart life. To see these products in action, including the ROG or Republic of Gamers line of gear, simply visit asus.com/us/radio. That's asus.com/us/radio. If you have any feedback on Tech It Out, maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest, an interview that I could host in the near future, you can hit me up privately. I'm at tech@marksaltzman.com. tech@marksaltzman.com or on social media. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Looking forward to catching up with you next time on the 133rd episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance, plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The flu-like virus that originated in China has researchers worldwide once again scrambling to find a vaccine against the surprise health threat.
We are starting to test the vaccine in animals. Those that will be happening over the next couple of months. We're also developing the plans for the clinical trial. We have to write a very large dossier of information to supply to the regulatory authorities to ask for approvals for the trial.
University of Oxford vaccinology professor Sarah Gilbert says the next few weeks are crucial in understanding the outbreak.
We're at a fairly critical stage just at the moment in being able to know what's going to happen. Are the number of cases being detected? We've heard that they're dropping. Is that because there are fewer infections really, or is it just difficulties in actually doing the tests and monitoring the patients?
The death toll on the mainland now at 722, including a 60-year-old American living in Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus. Harsh words in the hustings. Joe Biden escalating his criticism of Democratic presidential rival Pete Buttigieg as candidates are fanning out across the Granite State ahead of Tuesday's primary. Meanwhile, a top Democrat says there are serious discussions on Capitol Hill about changes at the Democratic National Committee.
With the exit of two prominent black candidates and the botched Iowa caucuses embarrassment, a leading Democrat in the House says there are serious discussions taking place as to what ought to happen at the DNC. Representative Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, the third-ranking Democrat in the House, was interviewed Friday on C-SPAN's Newsmakers. He said there are very raw feelings within the Congressional Black Caucus after the exit of presidential hopeful Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Asked if Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez should step down, Clyburn said that's a decision for him. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can check out more at news and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The Boys of Summer author Roger Kahn has died.
His son says he died in Mamaroneck, New York on Thursday. Kahn wove memoir and baseball and touched millions of readers through his romantic classic of the Brooklyn Dodgers. The author of 20 books and hundreds of articles, Kahn was particularly noted for the 1972 baseball bestseller. The book looked at his relationship with his father through their shared love of the Dodgers. Kahn's writing also hit on social issues, particularly race. He wrote at length about Jackie Robinson and his struggles in breaking baseball's color line, and the two formed a long friendship. Roger Kahn was 92. Keith Peters reporting.
Orson Bean, the witty actor and comedian who enlivened the game show To Tell the Truth and played a crotchety merchant on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, was hit and killed by a car in Los Angeles. Orson Bean was 91 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A state legislator wants an audit of the California Lottery to look into whistleblower complaints about more than $212,000 worth of scratcher tickets that were given to Ellen DeGeneres' TV show audience for gifts.
The lottery viewed the move as a publicity boon, but the complaint filed by some lottery employees contends the giveaway was a misuse of funds. The Los Angeles Times reported Friday the giveaway occurred on the December 3rd episode of the Ellen DeGeneres show. The lottery confirmed the show was given at no cost, 425 packets that each included 72 scratcher tickets, with a face value of $500 per packet, the Times said. The controversy has risen just weeks before the release of a lottery audit requested last year after allegations of wasteful spending, improper gifts, and nepotism. Patrick Frost reporting.
Baylor, Kansas, Gonzaga, and San Diego State are the top seeds in the NCAA's preliminary basketball rankings. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
K27-9645.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Popular Technology Radio. I happen to be named Mike Etchart, and I happen to be hanging out at the NAMM Show 2020 here in Anaheim, California, right across the street from Disneyland. NAMM, N-A-M-M, used to stand for the National Association of Music Merchants. It is a trade show. The public is not able to come into the show. It's for trade only. And this is where we see and get a chance to talk about all of the technology that goes into the production and the creation of music. So it's one of my favorite trade shows to go to. Joining me on the show is my good friend Mike Castanon. He is a tech expert and a musician and has joined me for many a NAMM show. Mike, we ride again.
Yeah, I think it's been nine years that we've been doing this. And
something like that.
We've known each other for a lot longer than that,
and it's always a blast to come to the NAMM show. Back when we get started playing music, and you know, this was, you would read about the things that happened at the show, of course, pre-internet. You would read about all the exciting products, and it was just such a buzz. And I remember thinking, someday I hope I can go to the NAMM show.
And that was back in 85?
Well, my first time was in 85 when I was in college. I worked at a music store, so of course I was in the business and I got to come. And I've been lucky enough to come ever since. And then I started doing radio, and we used to do a live broadcast back in the days when live stuff was happening. And that was kind of logistically kind of a pain in the butt here, only because it's, as you will probably hear as we're recording right now, the show is not open yet. But a little over half an hour, and throughout the show, you'll probably start to hear a little bit more music in the background and volume. It's a very
loud trade show, is it not?
Well, it's probably going to be near live, right? Because they're going to be experiencing all the sounds and the people and the crowds that are coming through. So while
it's practically live.
It's practically live.
That's right. But we are actually taping the show. So, and this is the oldest trade show, Mike, as you probably remember. I think the first year of the NAMM show was in 1901, back in the days when, of course, musical instruments had been around for a very long time, and there were pianos and sheet music and band instruments and string instruments, and that was what this trade show was in Chicago.
Chicago, right.
In Chicago.
In a basement of some, I don't know why I want to think of a department store.
Yeah, it was a very small affair. They probably didn't have department stores then. But the NAMM show came out to California, I want to say, in the 60s? I have to look that up, actually. I'm not entirely sure. But, of course, it's a unique trade show, and I think we might kind of say a version of this every time. It's a unique trade show in that we're surrounded right now by lighting and amplification and, you know, gigantic screens. But if you go over to, you know, a few rows over, there are a broad variety of cellos or saxophones or wind instruments that are essentially unchanged in many cases for the last couple hundred years. So it's rare that you see at a trade show, it's usually all about new stuff, and yet here we see everything, the entire gamut of things that folks use to create music. And it's a very unique, because you know, in our professional lives, we go to other trade shows, and I was just at CES last week. Oy, it's only been a week. I guess it has. And, you know, that's just nothing but brand new stuff. There's nothing that's old there. And yet here it's an interesting combination.
Well, even over the last 10 years that we've been coming here, Mike, we've seen it transform. The technology that's been introduced with the old, we say this every year, we've got the old with the new.
That's right.
But the advancement of the technologies are just incredible in what's available to musicians,
right,
and both and pros and amateurs.
And like in the same case with, and I think I might have mentioned this at CES as well, this is also a testament to the changing efficiencies of manufacturing. You know, the way stuff, how quickly it can be built and prototyped and created virtually. You know, they use a program called SolidWorks to design lots of these products, and it comes to market fast, and they are able to get that price down super, super low. So when you and I were growing up, you know, guitars, you know, in 1970s dollars were $700. That was a lot of money when the minimum wage was about $4. And they weren't great guitars. You can get an inexpensive guitar now for about $200 or $300 that are fantastic and better than anything we ever had back in those days, and they are dramatically less expensive. So everything has come down in price. Everything is lighter. Everything is cheaper. Everything is better quality. And it is just a fantastic time to be a musician or to be just a consumer. And lots of other things as well. But, boy, it's a great time to be a musician.
Right, and you don't need a semi-truck to
carry that stuff around, exactly. So it's a fun time to be hanging out and talking about the technology of music, which is what we are going to do today. We're going to talk about recording technology. We're going to have some guests on, many of whom are returning visitors of ours, and get a perspective on what's going on here at this wonderful show. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. You are listening to Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Mike Castanon, talking about the gear and all the great stuff that's available now and being shown at the show here in terms of the technology of music. So stick around, because we are coming right back. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
Stay right there. We'll be right back with more Popular Technology Radio.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
This report is sponsored by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of vision loss in adults age 50 and older. To support the estimated 16 million Americans living with AMD, Bausch & Lomb created SightMatters.com, an educational online resource. The website features personalized tips and tools that will help patients with AMD learn how to create an action plan to manage their condition, and offers them the opportunity to join a supportive online community of others living with AMD. Although there is no cure for AMD, there are steps that patients can take as part of a plan created with their doctor to help reduce the risk of progression. This includes getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam once a year so they may catch the condition early on. For more information on AMD and to create your action plan today, visit www.sightmatters.com.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Pop Tech Radio. I am Mike Etchart. I've got Mike Kasten on, tech expert, fellow musician, and groovy guy. We are hanging out at the NAMM Show 2020. And as we mentioned before, you know, this is a trade-only show, so only folks that work in the business. And it's a four-day event. About 120,000 people show up. And as I mentioned in the first segment, as a kid, we always kind of glamorized this event and wanted to make sure we could somehow someday get in. And here we are broadcasting from the NAMM Show. It's always fun. And, you know, Mike, we were talking about, you and I were playing music, gosh, back in the 80s. And you may recall, you know, we went to a recording studio. And back in those days, a recording studio was about $100 an hour.
Yeah.
And you would, you know, in records or songs then and now are kind of recorded like a layer cake. The entire band doesn't go in and play a song. You basically do your part, and then somebody else comes in, and they rewind it, and they record it over that, and it's done like a layer cake. And it's called multi-track recording, and that came into being in the 1950s, really. And then over the years, they were gradually got more and more layers, more tracks. And probably in those days, you and I probably recorded on an 8-track or a 16-track recording studio, which were the economy places to go. They were inexpensive at $100 an hour. And we walk around this show, and we see lots and lots of recording equipment and systems. And everything now, it was back then, you'll recall, it was on magnetic tape.
It was on tape?
It was on tape. And it was analog, which has a wonderful sound to itself. You can still record on tape in some places, but most people record on computers. And they use digital audio workstations, which are the recording software packages. But compare and contrast, $100 an hour, we were probably in the studio for one song, it probably took us, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, if you're working pretty fast.
It took a while, yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Apple's digital audio workstation, their program, which is called Logic. And Logic is $199 for the entire package. And you're probably a big fan, as I am, of Billie Eilish. She is a huge, huge act right now, a very young woman. I think she's just turning 18. You cannot turn a radio on without listening to Billie Eilish. And she and her brother recorded all of that record on Logic at their house. They each had Logic in their own bedrooms, and she would record in one room, and then she would email it or Dropbox it over to him in his room, and he would listen to it, and he would add to it. And that entire album, the latest, the Big Billie Eilish, actually, then she started posting on YouTube or SoundCloud, I think, and boom, you know, and she made a record in her bedroom, and it sounds fantastic, but it didn't really cost anything short of the cost of the computer and the software.
Your internet fees.
Yeah.
In just a recent, and playing with some guys, I'm based out of Colorado, the other musicians are in Pasadena and West LA, and we would all take our separate files and we would put them up into Dropbox. We use Pro Tools. We layer it and then final mix it, and it was we're doing it when we're hundreds of miles away from each
other. Right. That's pretty remarkable. So you can collaboratively work at any distance, anywhere, and that a lot of albums are made like that now. You know, even major records that you hear on the radio, you know, maybe they want a special guest to play guitar. Well, then they'll be working in Los Angeles, and then they'll send those files to Paris, and then let's say a guitar player will listen in Paris, and he'll record his parts and then email them to them, and they mix it. And so the things that are available now, not only in dramatically low cost and dramatically higher quality, but the convenience and the technology that allows people to collaborate across continents, across the world.
And I think it encourages younger musicians. You buy an Apple MacBook Pro, and it comes loaded with GarageBand.
Right.
And kids can get onto that who are emerging musicians, and it helps encourage them to
absolutely,
to play.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the loops and with all the sounds, you know, even if you're not a piano player, you can buy an inexpensive keyboard to hook up to your computer and activate the sounds, and you could go very slow and then speed it up, and it allows you to do stuff you couldn't do in real time. And it's just, you know, again, we're living in such a wonderful age to be a content creator, and of course we're talking about music, and the technology at our fingers is pretty dramatic. And all on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We are at the NAMM Show 2020. We'll be right back.
Stay right there. We'll be right back with more Popular Technology Radio.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The new Michelin silicone plates last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlode shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced QuadTech 4-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts 2 times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart, Mike Castanon joining me. And then who joins us now, Mike, but a veteran of this show. He is Dennis Houlihan. He is the former president of Roland. He is the former president of NAMM.
Former chairman of NAMM.
Yeah. Exactly. He is
just former. I just go by former.
Former. But you have been in this business for ages. It's always a treat to get your perspective because you've been to many a NAMM. I think I asked you last time, but what was your first NAMM?
My first NAMM was 1965.
Wow, and that was in Chicago.
In Chicago, and the show, the industry displayed at the Conrad Hilton Hotel on Michigan Avenue.
Wow.
They take the furniture out of the bedrooms, and they put the product
in. Oh, so they actually had you would go through the rooms with...
That's where it was, you know, and the hospitality is crazy. The beverages were served out of the bathtub because they put ice cubes in the bathtub.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. McCormick Place wasn't in the offing for this industry at the time, so it occupied the Conrad Hilton. Then when it grew, CMI, the company that I worked for, Chicago Musical Instruments, went down the street two blocks to the Pick Congress Hotel, and that became the CMI, which was Gibson, Epiphone, Moog, Lowry Organs, Storing Clark Pianos, and stuff. We were out of the Hilton, and that was...
Oh, boy, that was big. In the show opening, we were talking about how... I think 1901 was the first NAMM show. Why was Chicago kind of the center of the musical instrument world?
NAMM was started by a group of piano retailers in New York. And it was incorporated in New York, 1901. And they were trying to kind of raise the ethical bar because pianos were being sold off the back of wagons.
Well,
early door-to-door selling. Like, hey, lady, you want a piano? And, you know, this has been made by... loving people in the Tibetan Alps or something like that. The piano guys could spin quite a yarn. And it was a collective effort to make the business better. And they banded together and said, if we're not telling lies, if we're being ethical, if we're treating customers well, the business will grow. And it did. Over time, the industry itself, which had been East Coast-based, Greater New York, migrated to the Midwest, which became... The Wurlitzer Company was based there. Mm-hmm. Hammond Organs were based there.
Sure, yeah.
So as the industry migrated westward, NAMM's headquarters moved to Chicago.
Okay.
And that's how the industry show and activities began in Chicago and stayed there for many years till the move out to Carlsbad, California.
Right. And in a similar fashion, they came to the West Coast because that was just where lots of the population was. And
No.
Because it was warm?
No. So many of the... large importers into the United States, into the music products industry, Yamaha, Kauai, were all on the West Coast, from Asia. So it made sense that the center of the music products industry shifted a little bit, which paid respect to the growing Asian customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good time and a good positioning for NAMM to end up in California. And here we are in Anaheim.
Wow. And it's 120,000 odd people that come. A dramatic difference from the hotel ones where you would walk through the halls and step into a room and see somebody's new guitar.
You couldn't get the pianos and the organs into the hotel.
Oh, that made a lot of movers quite happy. I mean, I remember here I'm a snotty-nosed kid. I think I was 15. I go, wow, this is really cool. Hammond Organ, which was the top of the heap. They took the biggest suite at the top of the hotel, and they had their own bank of elevators when you were going to the Hammond Experience.
Wow.
And they had all these heavyweight players. George Wright playing the Hammond organ.
Sure. I remember that name.
Jackie Davis.
Uh-huh.
You know, just it was, you name it, it was there. And I was like, wow. This is really, 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 really cool.
Well, and we spoke at the top of the show, the same thing. You know, when we were starting to play music and, you know, you would read the magazines and they were covering the NAMM show. And it was just like, wow, I wish someday I could go to this. And
ditto.
The same.
Yeah.
And, of course, and I was going to talk to you about that because, you know, the change, and I was just at the CES show and it's the same thing there. It's kind of... the changing face of trade shows.
Okay.
I know the trade.
You know the CES link.
Yes. Okay. But I'm going to come back to that as well to talk about it. But, you know, in the day when it was brick and mortar retailers, this is where at trade shows products were introduced. And you had sales reps representing the companies. You had buyers representing the retailers. And they would talk and you would plan your forecast for sales for the following year. Well, brick and mortar, as we know, is really, really on the outs, unfortunately, in some cases, not everywhere. But it's not the same as it used to be. And so what is a trade show for now?
Well, good question. Good question, because I think the music products industry is unique in that need for bricks and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to play a guitar and tell yourself what it feels like when you're looking at a picture of it on the screen and you're listening to it. That's a very physical, interactional, personal experience.
It's intimate. Yeah.
It is intimate, and you really can't get that unless you're touching it in a store, which happens to be bricks and mortar. So I think a happy combination of online retailing, but the in-store experience, because it all comes down to service and the believability of the person that's put that guitar in your hands. Are they making you feel confident, comfortable? This is something you really want to take home.
Yeah.
And you can do it now because it's in your hands and you're in the store. And you know if there's ever a need for new strings or an adjustment, that person will be there to help you.
Yeah.
That's what's making so many smaller retailers who have online marketing, online selling, but they still have that touchstone, that anchor, that base, where people can come and physically touch it and interact with it. And that's what makes a difference.
That's awesome. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Pop Tech Radio Show. Mike Edchart, Mike Castanon, Dennis Houlihan. We're coming right back.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Our parents, grandparents, and loved ones, as they grow older, face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers Program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your hosts and Masters of Ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date. Saturday, February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love with the Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
2020 in Anaheim. You're starting to hear kind of the music. I think you can probably hear that through the microphones.
You can feel it. You can feel it.
We can feel it. Exactly. So, Mike, you were talking on the break. A question for Dennis about...
Yeah. So, Dennis, we talked about NAMM early on in Chicago, and I'd like to hear, we'd like to hear your perspective on how you've seen the NAMM show change from then to what it's become now.
Okay. That's a quick, easy answer, because look at how entertainment has changed in our homes. Mm-hmm. Go back to 1965.
Maybe you had color television.
Yeah.
You know, the Peacock.
That's right. Console television.
That matched the end tables.
Yes.
You know, that matched the stereo.
Oh, yeah.
That matched the design.
My rich friends had those.
For the piano.
Yeah. Oh,
or the organ cabinet.
Okay, that's pretty happening. Yeah.
And you're sitting at home at night with your family going to watch television, or maybe listen to little Sally play the piano, or Grandma's going to play the organ, maybe. There was no DVR where you could record and watch television later. There were no personal electronic devices that you could pop headphones on and listen to your kind of music. There was no PC. So let's move out of the 65 into the 70s, and suddenly there's a personal computer.
Ooh, God,
things have changed, you know. And home entertainment has changed. Instead of the TV in the cabinet, it's now a bigger square box that can do more things. And that changed how we decorate our homes, the music that's played in the home, and the stuff that dealers were selling. Some dealers were also involved in selling televisions and stereos, because you went to that store when you went to buy that stuff, which is how the relationship with the Consumer Electronics Show, which started in the basement of the NAMM show at the Hilton Hotel.
Back in Chicago.
Yeah, because in those days, many music retailers sold record players.
Ooh, yeah. You know,
and that's how that started, and then it grew into the monster show that it is today. But if you parallel how electronics have changed our lives, the same thing has happened with musical instruments. And just look around here. Amplifiers, it used to be big stacks. Now they're small things that you can carry, put on your desk, and you sit in your room, play, plug in headphones. You're not bothering anybody. You're making beautiful music with very small components, but having a personally rewarding experience. Couldn't do that back then. Can do it now. More people are involved. Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. And we were talking before you got here about, you know, we're spoiled. The relative cost of things, even just going back into the 80s, let's say, were dramatic. And everything was big, as you've mentioned.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You needed, when Mike and I started playing in college in a band, I had a pickup truck because I had have a pickup truck. I had a Rhodes piano. I had a big PA speakers. And
a broken back from carrying all that
stuff. And a super sore back. And but I was young and dumb. But it is so dramatically different. And as we mentioned, too, you're also seeing the drastic improvements in manufacturing technology and how they can virtually create things before they even go to prototype.
Which is such an exciting time, because the theme for the NAMM show this year is Crossroads. And it's not just two streets, you know, Harbor and Catella in Anaheim, California. But NAMM sees it as a convergence of music, technology, entertainment technology. The vocabulary is changing.
Yes.
So that you can play music, make your own music video. Really. Make your own podcasting equipment. So everybody wants to be on the radio.
Yes, they do.
And this is so exciting, as technology has made devices smaller, lighter, so your back is saved.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
empowers more people to become more involved in the pleasures of making music or sharing it with others.
Yeah.
YouTube and all the stuff that we see there, it's an exciting time. So rather than saying, wow, this is amazing, to me it's exciting as to what's going to happen next year.
Mm.
What are we going to see that we haven't seen this year?
Yeah.
So the future is very bright and exciting.
Yeah. I think we might have mentioned this over the years, too. And I got my start at the tail end of it, was then called the organ business. And I was having dinner Thursday night with the folks from Casio. And I was thinking, you know, in many ways, you know, we have these disruptive companies in technology. And Casio was a completely disruptive technology that maybe the organ business was kind of on its way out anyway, just demographically. I'm not sure. But, boy, Casio, in many ways, killed the organ business, didn't it?
I'd say they took a firing shot across the body.
Sure. Okay, exactly.
But they opened up the idea of playing a keyboard to a much bigger audience.
Yes.
Much, much bigger audience.
And for a much less money.
And they're still doing it.
Yes.
And doing it very well. The organ business changed because the idea of having a furniture piece musical instrument changed.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point.
The organ has not had
a strong personality to be seen on television or on radio.
Mm-hmm, right.
So the lack of that personality, the number of people who are turned on by organ music, I'm one of them, has diminished in size. But the organ business is still alive in parts of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, Arizona.
Retirement areas.
Funny you should say that.
Yes, that's right.
Because it's a very social kind of thing.
Yes.
Where, come to my house, I've got this new organ, and let me play for you. Oh, that sounds really good. Can I try it? Yes,
yeah.
You can. So that the social aspects have never been stronger, and the benefits for the people who are into organ as a hobby, it's still alive and well. It's smaller than it was.
Sure.
You know,
but still there.
You want to hear something scary? Because at one point, pianos and organs occupied 40% of the floor space at the NAMM show.
In the day?
In the day.
And now?
In the day. I don't think there's an organ company. Well, Hammond Suzuki is exhibited.
Sure.
But the home organ is not being exhibited here. It's still alive, but it's
and
not being exhibited.
And that's where you started, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In Fresno? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, in Fresno.
Right, exactly. Well,
and Fresno's still there.
Fresno's still there, and it's much larger than it was when you...
True.
That's
true.
Exactly right. All right, well, you know, it's been a treat to have you on the show.
It's a privilege.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're going to... You're usually my first call, and so I'm just warning you. For 2021... You're going to be my first call again.
Count on me. I'll be here.
All right. It's Dennis Houlihan. A pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. And to have
you.
That perspective, because it's getting harder and harder to find folks that not only, you know, were there in the day, however, but you also have a very lucid explanation and
I lived
vision
it.
Of how it is now.
I lived
and,
it.
And
yeah.
That's pretty unique. So we really appreciate that. And on that note, we are taking a quick break. You're listening to PopTech Radio from NAMM 2020. Stay right there, because we're coming back.
Stay right there. We'll be right back with more Popular Technology Radio.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate. volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio.
Hey, we're back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart, Mike Castanon, hanging out with me at NAMM 2020. And the super groovy Scott Wood from Soundcraft, and he is a GPLM. And I had to get out my decoder ring, Scott. What is a GPLM do?
A GPLM is a global product line manager. So a global product line manager is a kind of a combination between product marketing, product management, and project management.
Okay.
So instead of having multiple people having to communicate with each other and coordinate on projects, they just said, okay, you do everything from the market analysis to the end of life of products.
Wow. And you are the air traffic controller, to say the least, of a given product.
Well, it's my fault.
Clearly. Well, that's and I will hold you solely responsible then, because you're also the only person involved in the chain at all.
Yeah, there's many, many people that contribute, but ultimately I'm the one that's responsible. It says, if I ask the company for this much money, then I have to deliver this much money.
Wow. Well, there you go. No pressure there.
Yeah. Hey. It's just another day work.
That's right. And we happen to be sitting, by the way, in the Harman Media Center and Soundcraft, which we're going to talk about. A Soundcraft product is part of, under the umbrella of that. And the bigger umbrella over that is actually Samsung now, isn't it?
Yes, Harman is a division of Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
There's several different Harman divisions: Harman Pro, Harman Automotive, Harman Lifestyle. I work under the Harman Pro division, which includes the classic repertoire of Harman products: JBL Touring, JBL Retail that are sold in music stores. There's Soundcraft, there's AKG, DBX, Lexicon, Crown.
Tons of great stuff.
All kinds of great stuff.
Fun stuff. And drool-worthy stuff if you're a musician. But I wanted to talk. So, you know, in Mike's and my day growing up, you know, playing in bands, and you would have a mixer, and in that mixer it'd have all these knobs, and then on the back is where the jacks were that you plugged in your microphones or your other instruments. And now they are. You just gave me the great line, because I would just say they're invisible knobs. But in fact, it's a surfaceless mixer. We're talking about a product you guys have called the UI24R, and it is a 24 channel mixer. There's no knobs on it.
One of the biggest moves in the industry lately has been you have to do more with less.
Yes.
Because when you think about it, like your square footage in a location costs money.
Yeah.
And the amount of stuff you have to carry to a gig is like, how big of a truck do you need to go? And you look at a certain part of the generation now, and it's an Uber generation. They don't even have cars.
That's right. That's
so
right.
It's like, we need to create products where people can just, you know, hit a remote transport on their phone.
Right.
And pack it all up and under two arms and go to a gig and
exactly.
Do a gig.
Something backpack worthy.
Yep. And so part of that is when you get there, the whole do more with less challenge is I may be the person who's playing piano, and I have to do front of house, and I have to do monitors, and I have to play music in between sets, and I also need to multi-track record this because we're going to use this in social media in the next couple of days.
Right.
So it's kind of the surfaceless opportunity allows you to take an iPad or a phone or a computer or a Mac or a PC or anything with a browser. Allows you to go anywhere in the room. I need to go out in the audience and hear what it sounds like in the audience. I need to go on stage next to the drummer and make sure that he gets the monitor mix he needs. I need to go to the lead singer's microphone and make sure that monitor is not feeding back. I need to do everything, and the only way to do that is to be able to walk around and be portable. And that's kind of what drives the surfaceless transition in mixers.
Right.
It's one of the options. We make 50 different mixers. But for a certain market, for certain people, surfaceless makes a lot of sense.
Yes, and I will give you a dramatic thing. As you know, when Mike and I used to play in a band, and you know, we didn't have a mixer in the audience, so we would, you know, one guy would go out there and stand and say, no, turn it up over there, and then he'd walk back, and you could hear if you're on stage, and then he'd walk back outside again and listen, and okay, change that. Now you have an iPad. The knobs are there. They're just virtual on the iPad. You're not the only one that makes a product like this, but I asked around, and everybody said, go check out the Soundcraft version, because there's an elegance to the one you guys have created that doesn't exist with your competitors.
Well, I think part of it came from a couple of different angles. One of them, we have just an amazing, strong analog history with Soundcraft. So we were working with the Studer engineers, and they actually were involved in the design of the digital side of that remote-controlled mic pre, worked building off the standard, the GB4 type of mic pre.
Okay.
And it created a nice synergy between those two. And first of all, people are amazed with the sound quality because it punches above its weight.
Right.
On the other side of it is the people that were involved in this design and the software are people who mix shows.
Right.
We mix shows from a small level to large concert level.
Yes.
And so the way that we looked at it is very straightforward about the actions that you have to do to make a show work. In the big desktop, we have one specific button just for setting gain staging. Here's your mic pre's, here's your levels going out. Right up against each other, both of them have meters, both of them are very clear.
Right. It's beautiful. I mean, it is a lovely, lovely, as they say in the UK, a piece of kit.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the retail on that? I mean, it's
the retail in the U.S. map is $1,149.
Right, which is, you know, dirt cheap, and the flexibility is ridiculous. And I'm looking forward to moving over. You know, we grew up in a time when you had stage monitors, and now if you watch any professional musician, they have in-ear monitors, and this device allows for that, and you can use your phone to change the volume on what you're hearing. So it's pretty remarkable. So, Scott, what's the website if folks want to find out about the awesome UI24?
Go to soundcraft.com.
Yep.
And there's a list of all the mixers. You're looking for the one that's UI24R.
Awesome. All right. Check it out, folks. Scott Wood, 1,000 thank yous for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right. It's Pop Tech Radio. We're coming back from NAMM 2020.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. We'll be right back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you haven't yet heard of Molly Burke, let me fill you in. She's a typical sushi-loving millennial, a motivational speaker, and a YouTuber with almost 2 million followers. And she's done it all after losing her vision. I spoke with Molly, and she told me that success definitely didn't happen overnight.
No, definitely not. And I think a lot of people get discouraged when they start a YouTube channel, and they look at somebody like me who has 1.8 million and are like, oh, I'm never going to get there. Like, of course. I mean, it took me a year to hit 5,000 and another year to hit 10,000. So it's really about getting into making videos for the right reason, for the passion, loving sharing your story or your message, whatever it is, and creating your own little community. It shouldn't be about the, you know, quote, fame or fortune or whatever that kind of idea might be.
Check out Molly Burke on YouTube.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. Now, here's your host.
And we're back. Hey, it's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Edchart, Mike Castanon, and Brent Butterworth. Yes, the Brent Butterworth. He of The Wire Cutter. He of Jazz Times. He of Soundstage Solo. And he of the double bass, the upright. You're a musician.
I am.
We saw you at CES, and now you come to NAMM because you've been playing forever. I assume music predated everything for you.
It did. Music got me into all this stuff.
Right.
You know, I never... I started playing guitar, and then I realized, you know, this is back in the 70s, I realized, like, I could start making things to use with my guitar a lot cheaper than I could buy them.
Right.
And so I started slapping together, you know, guitar preamps and PA systems and all kinds of things. And, yeah, it was before, you know, nowadays musical instruments are fairly cheap, but back then, man, they were expensive.
And we, Mike and I were talking about this earlier in the show, is, you know, you, in the 70s, let's take, you're a bass player, you know, mm-hmm. a Fender Precision Bass, the go-to bass, was about $600.
Yeah,
but they weren't that great. You know, that was kind of a low period in the quality, just in terms of, you know, they didn't have kind of the mojo. You can get a ridiculously great bass guitar, especially if you're starting out, for about $200.
$200. Yeah.
Right.
We have one, a wire cutter. There's a Yamaha that we picked as our best. We have pro bass players, you know, try them all.
Sure.
And they're all like, man, we could go play a gig on this thing tonight. You know, this thing's great.
Cheap used to mean terrible.
Yeah.
And it doesn't anymore.
Cheap used to mean unplayable and useless.
That's
and
right.
And now it's like, I got a $129 Squire Mustang that's just completely awesome.
Right, exactly.
Better than the first guitar I ever bought, which was many times the price.
By far, absolutely. So we're hanging out here at the Harman booth, and we're listening to AKG headphones. Mm-hmm. And this, you know the model number. What's the model?
The K371.
The K371. I understand they are $149. They sound fantastic.
They are, and... they do, and this is like the ultimate, you know, Harman's done all this research for years into what makes a good headphone.
Yes.
You know, in terms of like user, you know, they've literally run hundreds of headphones past hundreds of listeners in blind testing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of they started to create headphones based on this research, and this is sort of the ultimate manifestation of that research. And for people who don't want a wired headphone, they have a Bluetooth version coming out too.
I heard that. Yes, we were just talking to David from JBL and Harman. And again, I would expect these to maybe be $350.
Yeah, and they're $150. I got mine for $129 on sale.
Nice.
Christmas. And, you know, so that says a lot, though. I borrowed a set from another reviewer to review, and immediately just bought a pair. I'm just like, I have to have these as a reference.
And they're so comfortable.
They're really comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
You know, they sound great. And not only do they sound great, it's like a... it's like a real reference, and that's hard to find in audio, something that you know is right.
Right. Right.
And so if you mix or listen through these, you know you're getting something that's kind of neutral. And whereas, like, if you mix through, like, Sony 7506s, which we both have worn and know, you know, those are kind of bass boosted, so you're going to put, your mix is going to have not enough bass.
It's not accurate. And when you're mixing, you really want to have a flat...
Yeah.
Reference.
And these are way better to mix on. Really, really good to mix on.
Yeah, and comfortable. Man, they're the shizzle. I mean, I'm digging them. I am totally digging. Anything else in the last, like, let's say in the next 40 seconds that you've seen here that you must have and take home with you?
Yes, I'm waiting for them to come out. The new Fender, you know, a lot of people are making, like, sort of Fender guitar-shaped ukuleles.
Sure, Fender, of course, makes the Fender Stratocaster and Telecaster.
Telecaster, one of the most legendary guitar companies. So a lot of people were knocking off their shapes in ukuleles, and they were just horrible instruments. So Fender decided, why don't we just do them ourselves and make them good?
Yeah.
So they have a Telecaster, a Stratocaster, and a Jazzmaster, and they're just beautiful little instruments. They're $200 each. I thought they would be twice that.
Wow.
And they have a preamp and a tone control that are specifically designed so you can plug them into a normal guitar amp, like a Fender Twin Reverb, and it'll sound good.
Wow.
Which is not true of almost any other, ukuleles with built-in pickups. So
stunning.
I cannot wait for them to come out. If they were here right now and I could buy one, I would immediately pop out $200 and go home a happy man.
Well, that's the only bummer. Sometimes these things take a little while to come out, but I will go. I saw them, but I haven't played them, so I'm going to go up and check them out. On that note, folks, we do need to wrap up this show, so thanks for listening into Pop Tech Radio. Don't forget, we are podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, in my case, Apple iTunes, and we are out there just about everywhere that carries podcasts, so you can go back and revisit some of our older episodes. Also, a big shout-out to our friends at Radio America. They syndicate us and distribute us across the wonderful terrestrial radio stations that carry us. So big thanks to Mike Paradiso and Jenny Dietis up there at Radio America. So big thanks. Thanks for listening in. We will have actually another show at some point from the NAMM 2020. So continue listening to us for more information, more groovy stuff coming out of NAMM. On that note, big thanks for listening. I'm Mike Etchart. We will see you next time on Pop Tech Radio.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.